Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. This week we'll be looking on the question, what does the Bible say about money management? How should you manage your money based on biblical standards? Our core scripture we'll be looking on is Luke 14, 28 to 29. Suppose you want to build a tower. You would first sit down and figure out what it costs. Then you would see if you have enough money to finish it. Otherwise, if you lay a foundation and can't finish the building, everyone who watches will make fun of you. Have you ever been in a situation where you have more bills than you have money? Or your debt is so high that you can barely cover the cost to even live or eat food or go to work or all of them something. Take care of yourself and your basic responsibilities because you have a mountain of debt. It's so large that you feel like you're going to die. Like every time when somebody call or you look on a bill, it's like you're almost going to get a panic attack, or it's like you're down to the bare minimums. Ramen noodles and that's it. Soap, cup soup every single day, or you're just wondering how you're going to survive. Well, that's a case where we can realize now that your finances is in a very bad position. But our core scripture basically gives us an idea of how we should look on our money. And there are four reasons why money management is important. The first reason is that money management prevents you from overspending. And this is critical because most of the time you realize that you just buy, and after a while you realize that you ran out of money before you can take care of your core responsibilities. The shiny object syndrome, the keeping up with the Joneses, all of that kind of would basically push you in a position where you're in debt. That is one of the main reasons why a person is going to debt. The next thing is that living beyond your means. Most persons live beyond their means and they might be driving a car that is taking out a good chunk of their budget. So they're driving a car more than what they can afford. Or they're living in a community paying rent or even mortgage that is more than what they can manage either by themselves or as a unit in terms of a family. The expenses for your children may be more than what you can manage. Maybe they're going to a prep school and you have primary school money. Sometimes private institutions can be good and you might get the specialized training for your child and the attention that he or she needs. But the question is, can you afford sending your children to a private institution? And if you're driving a nice car, nothing wrong with driving a nice car, but the question is, are you able to afford it in terms of the monthly payments, putting gas into the car, paying the insurance? Also, if there is the maintenance cost, can you manage the maintenance cost without it causing a problem? Those are things that you should think about when you're looking into managing what you want. And in terms of the house that you're living in, yeah, you're living in a nice neighborhood. Is the rent in a affordable range that you can comfortably manage? Or is the light water bill and the cable, all that stuff that you have, can you handle the cost to maintain these things? These are the things that you should be thinking about when you're making the decisions and looking to analyze your budget. If it's a case that is the reason why you're in debt or be having in the black or in the red, you may have to think to downsize. Also, the other thing too is if you go out to eat on a regular basis, do you need to go out to eat on a regular basis? Also, if you have a lot of subscriptions, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, membership, Apple Music, Spotify, all of these things are nice luxuries to have to entertain yourself. But when you really add it up over a period of time, can you really manage to deal with these things for the long term? Your phone might be on postpaid. Can you manage managing a postpaid phone? And if you have more than one postpaid phone, do you actually need more than one postpaid phone or phone? Even back to the overspending, you don't need to change your phone every year. You don't need to change your computer every year. You don't need to buy everything that comes out and the latest thing, because what you're doing is pushing yourself further and further and further into debt? Are you spending money that you could be using for other reasons? The next reason is that you're buying things on credit. So buying furniture, you swipe a credit card. Buying electronics, you swipe a credit card. Paying for your food, boom, swipe a credit card. Everything that you're going to purchase, you swipe. Living on credit is really you're basically borrowing money to pay back, because you have to pay back the money later. And when the bill comes, can you pay back the credit card in full? If the answer is no, that means you don't have the money to buy what you're spending on. And that is important. And that's another reason why a person is going to debt, based on what the Bible is saying. The last reason, and to wrap up this section, is borrowing money and cannot paying back. Fair enough, you might be in a problem. Fair enough that your friend or whoever or the bank loan you the money to do what you're supposed to do. Here's the question. Can you pay back the money? Can you pay back the money on a regular basis, servicing the debt without it causing a problem to your finances? These are four reasons why a person is going to debt, because they're not managing their money well. You have to be making wise decisions. And what the Bible is saying, that suppose you want to build a tower, anything that you're going to purchase would represent that tower. And you would first sit down and figure out what it costs. What you will be doing now is looking on the items that you want to purchase. All the items, you make a projection. And here's the thing, how much does it cost? And you wait on your income in terms of how much money you're getting in terms of cash. So that is ready income that you can access. Forget the credit card, because that not going to help you. So once you figure out what it costs, you would then to see if you have enough money to finish it, or do you have enough money to purchase those items based on your income of your family. And that is the foundation now of what is an idea that should be introduced. You may or may not knowing as budgeting. Basic budgeting is basically what you're doing is listing out how you need to live. You need to know how much money you need to spend on food, how much the average cost for all your bills, including rent, light, water, internet bills, phone bills, transportation in terms of gas in your car. If you take the bus, how much bus fare you need to go through the month without thinking about it. How much food that your family consumes on a monthly basis, and to see whether or not you're overeating or overspending in these areas, how much money you need to spend to service all the debts that you have, and then to see what is left for saving. That is now how you put together now a plan to manage the finances that you have, because you need to have a plan in order to manage your, to have peace of mind financially. So the first thing that you do is to list out all the items that you need to take care of yourself or your family if you're married or have a family. The next thing is now to figure out what it costs. So the second step to managing your money based on what the Bible is saying is figure out what everything costs. If school fees, school expenses in terms of supplies, clothes if you need to buy clothes, all of these things, insurance, make a plan. All of these supposed to be a line item on your budget. And it's easy to figure out based on the average amount of money you spend from time to time to kind of come up with these figures. The debts are already preset in as a preset figure. So you have to service the debt based on the minimum payment. And you now have to create a plan now to get out of those debts by how fast you can pay these down by and still maintain a zero balance on your income. Zero balance meaning that whatever you get, you use all of it to service everything, and you will not have anything left, only for a season while you're clearing off the debt that you have. The next thing now is that you need to figure out, do you have enough money to service all the items that you have on your list? And then now, you need to decide, either you're going to purchase the item or you're going to wait. What you need to do now going forward is to develop the discipline to make decisions about your money. And that decision does not involve using a credit card. And you have to know to decide on what you need to remove or delay buying to ensure that you can manage and live comfortably going forward. Once you put these measures in place, you will now have a more peace of mind when it comes down to managing your money going forward. And for this year, make it an effort to understand how much money you need to live. and make a decision going forward. If you need so much money you need to live, then know if your income is not matching your expectations, you either need to bring down what you have or bring your income up to match that expectations. So something to think about going forward for January and going forward this month is to think about and make a decision. Sit down and plan everything that you need to purchase. Figure out and weigh that against the amount of money you have, and then decide how you are going to go about servicing these things going forward. Something to think about, and God bless. And that's our show. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I release a new episode every Tuesday. If you have any questions, please email them to podcast@andraepalmer.com or send me a tweet @AndrePalmer. Until next time, guys, one love and God bless.